Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Art Chamsky. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Selma. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dick Selma. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jimmy McMath. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Banks, who tags Stahl trying to return to first, for the out. Boswell moves to third. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Boswell scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martin strikes out. One out. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chamsky hits a fly ball into left field. McMath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy McMath is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McMath strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buchek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Selma bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Buchek moves to second. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Buchek moves to third. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Selma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy McMath is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McMath is 0 for 1 in the game. McMath is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hans covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buchek hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Selma is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Selma is 0 for 0 in the game. Selma hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buchek moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hance is 0 for 1 in the game. Hance is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stahl is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buchek juggles the ball. That's an error on Buchek. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jimmy McMath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMath is 0 for 2 in the game. McMath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Santo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to third for the out. McMath moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hans is 0-for-2 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Billy Williams now playing left field. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buchek is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Arcia now playing left field. Clarence Jones now playing first base. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hans is 0 for 3 in the game. Hans bunts for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Hans moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.